This is the Blaze Radio On Demand. You're taking in a little Latin flair with Chris Salcedo on the Blaze Radio Network.
If you do me a favor, actually do yourself a favor, check out the Facebook page, The Chris Salcedo Show. The Chris Salcedo Show. Even easy to find if you know how to spell the name. C-H-R-I-S-S-A-L-C-E-D-O. You got to scroll down seven postings, and you're going to see a couple of comics. One's going to make you laugh. One will make you cry is probably not the right reaction. One will be very solemn. One will be very eye-opening. The first one is President Obama is being depicted by Michael Ramirez, the gifted satirist and comic producer. It's Keystone XL pipeline going in and out of Obama's ears. Jobs says one side, Keystone says the other. It's a dense material, say these drillers. We can't drill through it. It's Obama's head. So make sure you check that out. Also, the radical Islamic fundamentalist jihad movement, the Nazis of our time. That is the second comic, very powerful one, that I wish you would share. Yes, the radical Islamic fundamentalist movement are the Nazis of our time. All right, now it is time for the Constitution Revolution. Our buddy Chad Kent, he is the author of the book Uncomplicating the Constitution. He's here with a look at the founding document as it was meant to be known and understood. It's supposed to be simple from we the people. Here's Chad.
Last week, we talked about the importance of the separation of powers. But there's another aspect of our government that acts as a partner with the separation of powers to make sure that we're effective in limiting our government. And that partner is the system of checks and balances. Basically, the system of checks and balances means that each branch of government has a set of tools that it can use to rein in the other two branches if they start to get out of control. With checks and balances, we're going back again to this fact that people love power. And when they get a little bit of power, they usually want more. So we know that our politicians are inevitably going to try to increase their own power. And when they do that, because of the way that the powers are separated in our government, at some point, they're going to infringe on the power of the politicians in one of the other two branches. That means that they're going to run into the only opposing force that is just as strong as their own love of power, which is another politician's love of power. We can expect the politicians in the branch that's being infringed on to stand up and use that system of checks and balances to protect their own power. And that's what we want. What we're trying to do here is pit our politicians' love of power up against itself. We want to get them into this tug of war where they fight with each other to see who's going to have the power. That way, when one politician pulls on that rope and tries to increase his own power, another politician will pull equally as hard on the other side of the rope to defend his power. And neither of them will end up with any more power. That's the Constitution Revolution, and I am Chad Kent for the Chris Salcedo Show.
Very interesting. The checks and balances system, which has been thrown under the bus by one Barack Obama. He doesn't like limits on his own power. He doesn't like the Constitution of the United States. That is why Mr. Obama has chosen to ignore the rule of law and ignore the Constitution. Up next, we're dealing with CPAC and national security. All coming up, and some Obamacare, too, on The Salcedo Show.
This is The Chris Salcedo Show.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.